Daniel's decision. Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. He conquered Jerusalem and took the people captive. He then ordered his officials to select the best young men and train them to serve in the royal court. They were to be given the best instruction in language, literature, and wisdom. This training would last 3 years, and during that time, the king would provide them the best food and wine. 4 of the young men selected were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men determined before the Lord that they wouldn't defile themselves by eating and drinking those things that were against God's laws. Daniel asked the overseer to leave those things out of their daily diet.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. A day is coming when you'll stand before the king. He'll see that you're more skinny than the others, and then he'll have me killed.
At this point, Daniel chose his words carefully.
Please, before you decide, do a test. Allow the 4 of us to eat vegetables and drink water for 10 days. Then see how we look compared to the others.
The overseer highly respected Daniel, so he agreed to the test. At the end of 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked better and healthier than all of those who had been eating the king's food and wine. So the overseer allowed the 4 of them to continue eating only vegetables and drinking water. God was with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave them knowledge and allowed them to understand wisdom. Daniel also understood visions and dreams. At the end of 3 years, Nebuchadnezzar interviewed all the young men who had gone through his training program. None of the others ranked as high as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they began serving in the king's court. He consulted with them in every matter concerning wisdom and understanding. In time, the king valued their counsel 10 times higher than the other counselors. Daniel continued to serve in the court through the reign of many kings.